All today.
On the site are completely free, and that does include the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce at updates.freetalklive.com. We start things out by going straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Sam in Texas on the amplifier line. Hello, Sam. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. I listened to the podcast
on
Saturday and heard you guys talking about global warming.
Yeah.
And I think some of the underlying assumptions that you guys are making are a little bit off, and I wanted to maybe explain those.
Okay. I think that'll be fine. Let me put you on hold here real quick. I don't know why all of a sudden there's an echo, and I don't know if our listeners are hearing that. Mark, are you hearing that?
I absolutely am.
Okay. That's good. Genesis Communications Network, I don't know if that echo is something you guys can solve, but whatever it was, you just solved it. So that'll make this much more tolerable. Let's try Sam back in Texas. All right, Sam. So global warming presumptions, what did you have to say?
Okay. So I want to say, first off, yes, it's true that global warming raises the average temperature, and we've seen that in the last decade by maybe 1 to 2 degrees. But what that does not mean is it's going to cause an end to winter, to snowfall, to cold weather, that sort of thing.
Right.
I think that was more the caller's assumption that, you know, because there's been a lot of snow, that in fact global warming doesn't exist. And that's probably, but it is also probably a very average man's view of global warming.
Yeah, so, I think a lot of people have been misled because certainly the
we didn't go along that line. We did not say that. We sort of agreed with him.
I think your suggestion, as I recall, was basically that what's the big deal? According to the history of warming and cooling, there have been much bigger warming and cooling bouts than what we're currently experiencing today. So I guess the question is, what's the big deal? Why is everybody so freaked out about this when it doesn't really seem to be that much of importance?
Okay, and I can explain there. CO2 and temperature levels are very directly linked, and scientists have taken ice samples over the last 100,000 years and calculated out temperature and CO2 levels. So basically, plant life starts growing and growing until it eventually reaches kind of a biodiversity limit where it collapses and we sink back into an ice age, and then the cycle repeats itself.
Now, I would agree with you that CO2 levels and the heat of the Earth are linked, but I wouldn't agree that CO2 levels are predecessor to temperatures going up. In fact, there are scientists that disagree and say that, in fact, the CO2 goes up as a result of higher temperatures. And, you know,
what about the medieval warming period? How does that factor?
Well, the CO2 levels did go up almost.
There weren't very many cars being driven back then.
No, there certainly weren't. I mean, can you explain that?
Well, I look at what's going on around the world today. In Britain, in all of recorded history, they've never had a tornado until about 4 months ago.
We are not disputing that the world might be getting warmer or that we might be going through some climactic changes. There is no dispute here.
I think we're disputing
man's production of carbon dioxide is what's causing it.
Interesting. Okay, so even though, you know, CO2 levels are 5 times where they've ever been in the last 100,000 years, higher than they've ever been, you guys don't see a correlation between that and temperature?
No, we do not. As a matter of fact, CO2 levels are higher than they were, but the world is cooler than it was in the medieval warm period.
The period that the UN consistently and their scientists consistently ignore and leave out of their reports on global warming.
I mean, global warming is really, it seems to be a political pawn in the chess game of who gets to be in charge.
Okay, now, Mark, did you see the article? I found this on Dig, but apparently ExxonMobil had paid scientists $37 million in the last 4 years to basically write hit pieces discounting global warming.
I understand that. I do get that, ExxonMobil has an interest in this. Do you not agree that the UN has an interest also?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. The point that I'm trying to make on this is, A, I'm not 100% convinced. I am not, nor am I 100% dissuaded that man is what's causing global warming. So, but if it is man that's causing global warming, what are we going to do about it? I don't imagine that we can do anything about it without government of some sort, and I would imagine a world government, because otherwise if we just put the rules on the United States and we don't put them on, say, China, which is what they're wanting to do, is, you know, make the United States slow down production but not cause China to slow down production of CO2.
Well, and I think the solution is likely to come from this $25 million prize that Richard Branson has put out there.
So, I'm not familiar with the prize.
So is this some sort of a private, like an X Prize for global warming or something?
Exactly. X Prize to remove CO2 from the atmosphere. If somebody comes up with that, it's a $25 million
prize. One thing's for sure. If this is really a man-created problem, and I don't believe that there's any sort of consensus, like the UN would love to claim that there is, there are different scientists of different persuasions who believe different things on this.
There really are.
There is no consensus, no scientific consensus. But if it turns out that man really is causing this warming, then man will be able to reduce and reverse that. And I would trust the marketplace would come up with a solution. And Sam, thank you for the call. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, here's the other thing is I want to know.
I'm sure he'll listen.
I'm sure he will. The other thing I want to know is we have been through warmer periods. The medieval warm period was several degrees higher Celsius than this currently is. People were, you know, living on Greenland and Iceland and places like that. They're still living in Iceland. So how is it that we managed to survive that? I mean, how did... obviously, the world isn't going to crack in two if the temperature goes up.
Right. We can certainly much better handle weather differentials today than we ever could in the past. I mean, we've got air conditioning and heating and centralized cooling and all of these wonderful amenities in life.
I mean,
we can handle
worst case scenario is some ice melts. Mm-hmm. The polar bears have to find some new place to live. They'll probably have to go live in Canada or Siberia. But and some of them will die. So, but then what about the socialists? And that seems to be the sort of people that are pushing the global warming thing. The socialists should be happy because all the rich people's land in Florida will be flooded.
Yeah.
And, you know, Florida...
There are poor people that live in Florida, too, Mark. Don't you care about them?
I do, but what I'm saying is there will be new wealth redistribution going on because all of the rich land will be flooded, and then, you know, poor people's land that currently is now not on the coast will be on the new coast.
Well, of course, their so-called solution is to turn more control over to the UN. That means the UN would set environmental regulations, which, of course, in turn are going to trickle directly down to the companies that are going to be most affected by this, the oil companies, the automotive industry, the power industry as well, I guess, they're polluters also. And that's just not good because it's going to slow progress, it's going to impede the marketplace, and as I pointed out, if it's true that man created the problem, man can solve the problem. If it's not true that man created the problem, and I'm with you, Mark, in that I don't believe that man did create the problem, then it's probably not something man could solve, but I wouldn't put it past the marketplace to be able to solve that anyway.
The temperature fluctuations are a fact of life here on Earth. It's not going to stay static, and, you know, it's just not.
What if the sun explodes? Remember, there's the whole sun factor as well, which is another thing.
There's a big giant ball of fire in the middle of our solar system.
Nuclear fusion or fission or whatever it is that goes on there 24 hours a day.
Fusion.
7 days a week.
But, you know, I don't know. People are getting all wound up about it, and there's not much we can do about this.
That's how I feel.
The only thing I can, that I would suggest that we do about it is get all government subsidies out of energy production.
Mm,
so,
I agree.
All the government subsidies that go into looking for new forms of energy, new places to dig for oil, all that stuff. If you're not subsidizing the oil companies, then they'll have to be more responsive to consumers.
But when
they're more responsive to consumers, consumers are interested in alternative fuels right now.
Because the consumers want to pay less.
Right.
I mean, the marketplace already has the natural built-in incentives that we need to find solutions if we just allow it to operate. In fact, I have one example of a very simple solution that could be just tremendously effective. And there's one company that's behind this solution. Actually, there's two companies, and it's pretty stunning. when you actually look at it from a wide swath cutting sort of perspective. I'll save it, what the solution is here, for moments from now. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Tis the pack at 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. Two flavors should fit virtually every internet connection, and they're free at freetalklive.com. Plus, what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. We are at T-minus 2 weeks away from the Liberty Forum. 2 weeks from today, Mark, we'll be talking about what a great time we had.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know it's going to be a good time.
I'm really looking forward to it. In fact, the only problem I think we're going to have at the Forum is deciding what to go and see and do, because there's concurrent things happening where you have to choose, pick and choose, which interests you the most. And I got to say that that's going to be a relatively difficult process at certain times.
I think, as we get closer and closer to it, and Ron Paul hasn't announced his candidacy, the chances, to me, in my mind, go up that he will announce his candidacy there.
It certainly is going to be exciting either way.
It makes sense. It's probably going to be the largest liberty-oriented event ever. Makes sense that he would choose that.
1-800-259-9231. Coming up, a possible solution or one example of one possible solution to this whole global warming thing, but we're going to the phones first to talk to Gil in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Gil.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening,
the problem with the Bronson proposal is no one will ever collect, and I say that because the solutions, well, we're looking at the problem. If you believe the junk science of global warming, we're the problem. And to me, the only solution would be plant a lot of trees everywhere, and depopulate. I mean, like, go with the program out of Washington, D.C. called ZPG, Zero Population Growth. I mean, you have to depopulate and let the Earth go back to the way it was. And, you know, if you believe the junk science of global warming.
Right.
So I don't think anyone will ever collect the $25 million. By the way, it would probably be better spent doing something constructive than giving it to somebody who has a feasible solution like the one I'm talking about, because they'll never let it go through. There's just too much red tape there. The other thing I wanted to mention was the coming oil war. I mean, Vladimir Putin is talking with the Saudis, and of course China's eating up coal and oil. You know, there's going to be a huge fight. I think there's a verse in the Bible about the kings of the north coming down because of oil. And the
whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of old books that say all sorts of different things.
And I think the third thing was, my solution to immigration would be you need to have a pseudo border. You need to move the biggest thing that keeps folks from coming over is the desert distances, the desolate distances that I have to travel.
Okay.
So I say don't make the border where it is. Move it to the inner city. You know, have like a pseudo
inner city.
You understand what I'm saying?
No.
No.
Yeah, okay, you know, like in Arizona and places like around the Rio Grande, there's a lot of desolate places out there that's just miles and miles of nothing.
Yes.
And I say, let's move them into the inner cities, you know, let's have like a pseudo border that you're not technically in the United States till you like get into some large cities. And I guarantee you, if you have to travel 200-300 miles to say you're in the United States, they'll stop coming. It's just too far.
I don't know if I necessarily agree. I think that maybe we should try Mark's solution, and that is to end welfare and then open the borders.
Well,
that way we don't have any more borders or these silly border enforcers and all these rules and regulations, which we're actually going to be talking about probably coming up maybe in hour number two here
tonight.
How
about annexing the southern parts of Mexico, the southern kind of states of Mexico? And
I don't think that a government solution is the answer.
Do we want the southern portion of Mexico so that Mexico would be completely surrounded by the United States?
Well, they're trying to take us over.
Well, I don't know if that's true. Then? I think there may be some individuals who have that in their minds, but I think the vast majority of immigrants are coming here to make a better life for themselves. Gil, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
1-800-25... And I know he lives in Texas. I know.
I don't quite understand. You understood what the idea of moving the borders to the inner city was? I didn't quite get that.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter whether I'm in the United States or not. If I'm in a desert and I die, it doesn't matter whether I died in the United States or whether I died in Mexico.
I think he's just saying he wants to move it a little bit further north.
The border?
The border. I don't know.
Then what?
I don't know. It was kind of silly.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. And again, a government solution is not what we need when it comes to the border. It's clear that the government hasn't been able to control immigration, nor should they even be trying to. What we should do is end the handouts end the wealth redistribution, allow people to live their lives without being disturbed by this mommy government, this nanny government that we have, and then let people cross borders freely the way a real free country should be. And I've got a very disturbing story coming up tonight about the border. It's actually specifically more about the Canadian border than anything else, but about the harassment, the incessant harassment that goes on of regular people at the border today, and the increasing sickness that we have with inspections and interrogations and on and on, and we'll get to that. Your calls first, though. Let's talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Todd.
Hey there, guys. What's up?
Well, you tell me. You're on the phones. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to let you, Mark, and Ian know that I just want to plug my show. I have a show on Blog Talk Radio called Liberty Cap Talk Live. I do a radio show myself, so I've heard your show, guys, many times, and you guys are great. So,
well, excellent. Well, why don't you get yourself an extra free plug, go over to our bulletin board system and post a message there, and that way some of our listeners will go over and check you out and see if they like you.
Okay, not a problem. I just wanted to let you guys know about this whole thing about the global warming nonsense.
Yeah.
It's really, really crazy. I had Pat Michaels on my show from the Cato Institute about a couple weeks ago, and a lot of everything he told me about the global warming nonsense is just crazy. I mean,
can you give us one example?
Well, for example, he talked about the fact that the government has been subsidizing the ethanol industry heavily, about $600 billion a year. We're talking
about.
And
isn't ethanol just like a joke?
Yeah, it is a joke.
I don't know much about it, but I just know that it's some sort of political solution that's been foisted on everybody, and I don't think it really means anything.
Hold on. Ethanol can solve our problems, but here's how it will solve our problems. If we stop paying farmers not to grow things.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if we pour it all over the politicians and let it match.
No, because, I mean, there's a lot of farmers out there. I can't tell you the percentage off the top of my head, but, some single-digit percentage of farmers aren't growing anything, and they're being paid not to grow anything. If we stop paying them money not to grow things, they'll have to grow something. If they grow something, it may very well be corn, especially if demand for corn goes up. If we can dilute our gasoline by 15%, with, the ethanol, then we'll have 15% more gasoline.
There you go.
Actually, some larger.
Well, it's funny. Pat Michaels on my show said that the government's been subsidizing the whole ethanol thing at a rate of $1.50 a gallon.
Any sort of subsidy's got to go away. Todd, thanks for the call.
We appreciate
hearing from you. Good luck with your show. 1-800-259-9231 is our toll-free number, the Packet8.net toll-free line, 800-259-9231. So we've still got borders to talk about. That's coming up. Plus, which company is it that could possibly save America from their electricity problem? You're going to find it in Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well,
all you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231, the back at 8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with over 190,000 posts, quickly approaching the 200,000 post mark, and it's all for free. You can go there at bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive with over 1,400 of our listeners. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go back to the phones and back to the fun, it's Abe in Arkansas on the amplifier line. Hello, Abe.
Hello.
Hey.
I just wanted to say about climate change, I think that there's somewhat more consensus in the scientific community than people think. I think you need to place a little more, emphasis on the fact that I think that the scientific community, despite there may be some social with biases there, and you know, with government money funding most of science research, unfortunately, I still think that scientists are generally educated in a rational fashion, and that they know, you know, that there may be biases, and the scientific community tends to speak out and find problems where there may be bias. And I try to read the scientific, not the scientific journals, but journals based off of them, because the major journals are expensive and I'm not a scientist, but
okay.
It does seem to be a consensus that there's, you know, some change going on.
There's no doubt that there's a change. I don't think anybody has disagreed that there is not a change. I mean, it's very clear that, yes, things are getting a little bit warmer. But I think the point where there is not a consensus is on what has caused that change.
Well, I think that there's been quite a bit more consensus that generally I would say that the argument that just that there's so much, CO2 release in the atmosphere that eventually there's going to be some sort of chemical effect on the biosphere and the atmosphere and, you know, everything with from the sun and all these effects come together, you know, that's not entirely scientific to say just because there's that much CO2 been released over the past 100 years or so that it's going to have a serious effect. But at some point when we release, you know, pounds and pounds of CO2,
mm-hmm.
it's going to have some effect.
So what do you think the solution is, Abe?
Well, I do think the solution is definitely a free market. I think there's solutions out there now that are free market, but I think that the government regulation is stifling production of this to a certain extent. I think there's a lot of, currently technologies that have been developed, and a lot of it is engineering issues.
Right. You know, the one thing the government doesn't know is what energy is going to save us. You know, assuming that all the stuff that you've said is true up to this point, the government doesn't know whether it's going to be ethanol or whether it's going to be solar or whatever. So if they artificially fund ethanol or solar,
they could be wrong.
Then what they're going to do is they're going to put this straw man into the race that isn't going to win or is going to thereby beat the actual winner
because of all the subsidies.
Because of the subsidies. So it's really a bad idea to have the government involved in this at all.
So once again, the answer is to get the government out of it. Abe, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. You can take control of the airwaves like Melinda's going to in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Melinda.
Hey, you guys were just talking about the other day, the guy called in or wrote in about being an atheist and what he should do.
Yeah, he's an atheist sort of secretly, and his wife is a Christian, and he's wondering if he should come out of the closet. What do you think?
You know, I didn't agree with Mark saying he should just leave it alone. My dad was an atheist, and my mom was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He told her, and we were the same way. We didn't really go to church that much. So it wasn't a big deal. But then she did start going to church a lot, and then, like, more and more. And then it got to the point where it's, like, telling us, well, tell your father, you know, he's going to hell.
Oh,
and,
my gosh. So you're saying that your father coming out of the closet as an atheist sort of galvanized your mother into being a better Christian, if you will.
No, she knew for a long time. It's just, I don't know, something. One day she just started going all, like, really religious, and she really was trying to push it. And my dad was just, you know, he never, like, once said, oh, you should be an atheist. He's just pretty much... He told me he was an atheist, and that's the way it was. And that,
you know,
was
Melinda, I would guess that there was probably a conversation between your mother and your father where, she tried to, you know, that discussed atheism in his life, and that's what I bet she was galvanized in some way by, a conversation.
She's been inspired to be a better Christian by him being an atheist.
Right.
So, now, are you saying that he should stay in the closet, the gentleman who emailed the show?
No, I don't think, because he would have to, like, have his kids go up to him, like, well, do you believe in God? And he has to lie to his kids. And
yeah.
I don't know. That, like, I'm an atheist now, and I can't tell my grandma because it would, like, kill her. And, like, every time we go to her house, she's like, you're going to church, you're doing this. And I hate it. It kills me to lie to her.
Why do you continue? Why do you really believe she would die if you told her otherwise?
She knows that we're not Catholic. She thinks we go to a different church. And she constantly is like, well, you know, she probably, you know, because we're not even Catholic, that's like a big strike against us, and then we might go to hell because of that. And
yeah, she probably believes that.
Yeah, she does.
And the fact that she thinks you're a different religion probably gets her curious about the religion that she believes that you are, whatever it is, and so she's going to naturally want to ask you questions. You really believe that she would have a heart attack or something like that?
No, she's a very old school, very, you know, she feels bad, well, that I'm not even Catholic. I just, like, I think, you know, when she passes away, that's when I'm going to finally announce it, because, you know, I don't care about anyone else. I just
announce it to the rest of your family?
Yeah, I don't care what they think. It's just my grandma, I really don't, you know, she's had a hard life. I don't want to make it.
Now, this is
going to
be a really cynical question. Are you sure you're not just doing it because you want to get included in the will?
Oh, yeah. No. She probably wouldn't do that, and she doesn't have a lot of money or anything.
So she wouldn't write you out of her will over this. She wouldn't disown you over you being an atheist.
It would just break her heart, and that's what I'm really worried about. And I don't know, I'd rather her last few years to be, you know, thinking that, you know, well, I couldn't get them to be Catholic, but at least they're Christian, you know.
I don't know if that's going to be very comforting to her. I don't know if that's going to be...
It's somewhat some comfort, I'm sure.
To herself, she seems like at least they believe in God. And she really does worry that we're not Catholic, but I think part of it is because, you know, she thinks we go to church. She's at least, at least they go to church.
Well, you know, if that's what helps you sleep at night, then as long as you're feeling good about it, Melinda, I can't jump on you for it. So, Mark, any thoughts?
Well, you know, a Christian is if you believe what the Christian dogma
doctrine
says,
yeah,
then it should be the most important thing in your life to get everybody you know on board with your religion. So her grandmother, of course her religion's important to her, and I don't have a problem with it. I don't think you should smear it in people's faces.
I agree with you. I don't think that that you should smear it in people's faces, but at the same time, when asked, I don't think you should lie.
I understand what you're saying there, but when it comes to interpersonal relationships with family, to them, those things are important.
I guess it's just my integrity that's more important than how some old lady feels about me. But, you know, I love my grandma and everything like that. I'm just not going to hide myself to her. That's all. Melinda, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. But I understand most people are really, really careful about how they treat their family. They tell them lies all the time about their personal beliefs, their belief set, their belief system.
I think diplomacy has a place here.
It's not diplomacy. It's just being disingenuous with yourself. That's all it is.
I disagree.
And if that's what it takes to make yourself feel good, then, you know, that's great. It's very selfish of her not to tell her grandmother that she's an atheist. And that's fine. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show through buying some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, and you'll find all sorts of interesting products, including Free Talk Live t-shirts, a variety of Free Talk Live hats, and as we've now learned, Mark, the hat that we've been calling a beanie is not actually a beanie at all. It's called a toque.
Or toque.
T-U-Q-U-E. Toque. One or the other. Toque, I suppose, would be more but Hispanically accurate.
I don't know that it's necessarily a Hispanic term, but, you know, when it comes to accuracy, language is important for giving meaning, and toque doesn't transmit a meaning to many people that I know of.
Well,
I've never heard anyone use
this
term.
According to the guy that wrote the email about it, he says that's what everybody calls him. Like, he said it was driving him nuts hearing us call him beanies.
I've never heard the term in my life.
Yeah, but we're Florida boys.
It's not like I've never seen a sock hat before. Stocking cap.
Okay.
I think stocking cap is probably a safer bet.
Stocking cap, but it's not a stocking. It's not like
it's
something you put on your legs.
It's made of material, and it was probably when they were named something closer to what stockings were like.
Anyway, it keeps your head warm, whatever
it
is. It
does do that, yes.
And it's very cool, very nice looking. And all of the products are. They're very high quality. They're very, very good stuff. Head over to, according to our board op, it's Beanie, and he lives up north. So, this is a controversy now. What are these things called?
I looked up beanies on the internet, and that's what I came up with, stocking caps.
But then the beanies also are supposed to have propellers, aren't they? Ours do not have propellers. Aren't they supposed to have propellers, beanie caps?
I'm just saying. That's, you know, the beanie is supposed to look like a, you know, the little religious caps or whatever, something similar to that, but... You know, if that's what it's being used, if that's popular nomenclature, then it has a level of correctness to it.
All right. Well, anyway, beanie, toque.
It's like, for instance, calling a beard a goatee. Now, you know as well as I do that the mustache and the beard is
that's a
together.
Van Dyke.
It's a Van Dyke.
Yep.
But who calls it that? No one but you. In fact, people call them goatees, but only the bottom portion of the beard
that's
is a goatee.
Right.
So, what is right? Well... If
wrong is right.
If 99% of people are calling something a goatee that is in fact a Van Dyke, then maybe it's in fact a goatee.
Yeah, I guess language does change over time according to use and abuse. All right, so anyway, store.freetalklive.com, great place to buy some Free Talk Live stuff, and I think you're going to like it. Store.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, I still want to talk about the company that could possibly change the energy situation in the United States and around the world but there's not enough time in this particular segment to do it. And I also want to talk about borders. There's not enough time for that either. So let's talk about Ron Paul. What's going on with him?
Well, I've got here from Dan Williamson, the otherpaper.com. It says, last month marked the beginning of what will be the longest presidential contest in U.S. history, and perhaps the most fascinating. And while there's no shortage of candidates, some of Ohio's most passionate voters, the ones who spend their time on political blogs, don't seem overly excited about their choices. If visitors to Ohio's top liberal and conservative internet blogs are any indication, the 2008 campaign will be waged between Republican Rudy Giuliani and Democrat John Edwards.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that is even the case. That isn't very surprising. Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, leads GOP opinion polls nationwide, as well as the Ohio survey released Tuesday by Quinnipiac University. While polls, including...
He kept New York together!
Like he did much of anything.
It was all him. Without Giuliani, everyone would have just separated and hated each other. It was that one man, Mark. He's a great, great man.
It's New Yorkers who kept New York together. Perhaps he got government out of the way in some cases. That's a good thing. While polls, including Quinnipiac, show Edwards at a distant third of Democratic side, he's popular with the party establishment, especially state Democratic chairman, whatever. Edwards is running as an Ohio-style liberal populist, Sherwood Brown, with a Hollywood smile and neatly combed hair. But look more closely at the highly scientific unscientific polls in Ohio's Right Angle blog and Buckeye State blog, and you'll see some surprises. Right behind Giuliani and Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich. In the right
guy that wants to destroy free speech.
Yeah, in the right angle survey is a guy named Ron Paul. Of the 311 people who voted, 13% picked Paul, compared to 18% for Gingrich and 21% for Giuliani.
How about that?
The hell is Ron Paul? Apparently, he's a libertarian leading congressman from Texas who wants to scrap the Federal Reserve Bank and return the U.S. to the gold standard.
He's more than libertarian leaning. He ran for president as a libertarian in the 1980s.
That's correct. Conservative blogger Matt Noggle, who posted the poll, said he was surprised by Paul's showing. Honestly, I added Paul because I'm somewhat of a fan. Noggle, a former campaign aide to Republican gubernatorial nominee Ken Blackwell, wrote an email. Paul is an interesting character because he votes no on basically everything.
Doctor knows what they call him in Congress.
Yep, that's true. Over the liberal Buckeye State blog's poll, one surprise was the second place showing of retired General Wesley Clark, who has announced his candidate. But either way, Paul's not doing poorly on the internet.
For being a dark horse.
Very much so. And libertarians rule the internet. We are a big
force. We're well represented. That's
well represented on the internet compared to real life. IRL.
Now, speaking of real life, I don't know. If you had more points, go ahead.
I'm just saying that Howard Dean wouldn't have been the force that he was in the 2004 election.
Were it not for the internet.
Were it not for the internet.
Correct.
And Ron Paul will get a big boost from
the internet. That's
and
true.
And the
internet is certainly going to be more involved in the 2008 election than it was in the 2004. It's going to be more of a deciding factor. It's going to be much more important to have an internet presence than it was in 2004, than it was in 2000. The internet just becomes more and more ingrained in our lives, and it's very important. Now,
Paul's name needs to be mentioned everywhere that we can possibly mention him on the internet, and he needs to be supported financially. He needs to run for president first. I understand.
Which he hasn't quite yet officially decided to do, though we're expecting that to happen hopefully any time now. Speaking of presidential candidates, I got out and did something this weekend, Mark.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah. I went out and saw a despicable, contemptuous display of sickening behavior on the part of a variety of people.
Uh-huh.
I went out, it was myself and Russell Canning and some of the other Keen Freedom crew. We all went out to attend what was essentially reminded me of a sporting event in a variety of ways. For instance, there were cars parked everywhere. It was taking place at the local, the Keen High School. And the parking lots were packed. There were people who were excited. And they all went into the same room. In fact, it was so full that they actually had to put people in the auditorium. The actual event happened in the gym, but they had to put people in the auditorium so they could watch the speaker on closed caption television or CCTVs. They had to watch it on essentially a television network. And there were news reporters there. People were salivating over the chance to get to speak to this individual, this person who essentially just regaled them with lies, half-truths. She was Hillary Clinton, and she was here in Keene. And it was
disgusting. She pretty much dodged every question that was put to her.
I didn't stay for the entire thing.
It's difficult to sit through that, I understand.
It was bad. Yeah. But I did get in. It was actually interesting because while there were Secret Service agents crawling all over the place, the ones that you knew were Secret Service agents at least, there weren't any real semblance of security. Like, Caleb and I walked in through the side entrance where the press was supposed to come in. There was a press table, like a check-in table, set up, but no one was manning it. So we just grabbed a couple of press badges, threw them on, and walked right into the main area. They were sitting everybody else. By that time, the main area was full. But we were allowed to go in because we had our press badges on.
Right.
So we were right there. I mean, you know, just feet away from Hillary Clinton, this politician that it was just so sick. I mean, we talked over the weekend, Mark, about these people, about people who worship celebrities. Well, this is that similar sort of behavior on the part of people, except they're not worshiping Anna Nicole Smith. They're worshiping someone who's promising all sorts of things that you would think that by now people realize they can't deliver on. And she was using terms and terminology like beginning to start planning to try to do something. Like that sort of political crap speak. I don't know what else to call it besides just crap.
Well, it's the closest thing to the truth because the chances of the government of her getting, you know, becoming president and actually solving whatever problem it is that's put forth in front of her are slim.
Right.
Because the government isn't very good at solving any problem.
But yet, nonetheless,
attempts to solve all kinds of them.
Nonetheless, people are still under the mistaken belief that these politicians, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, this just happened to be the one that was visiting Keene over the weekend. They're still under the impression that these people mean well, that these people are going to somehow help them. And it was disgusting to see people just salivate all over this one. Hour number two is on the way, borders, and how Walmart could save the world. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.